And I have a great pleasure now to welcome Janice Burley Wilson, who is here in studio with us. And we're going to be talking about the Jazz Live Festival, Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, coming up. And welcome. It's so good to see you again.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And I have to tell you, Janice has a snappy fedora on him. I guess it's kind of fedora-like.
Oh, it's definitely fedora.
Blue. It's sort of a blue, wickerish, rainy, kind of with a nice, I like it.
Thank you.
I like it a lot. So tell me about Jazz Live and what's going to be happening.
Well, I'm really excited. It's our fifth year, and we have just a really great selection of artists, extremely diverse, very international. We are kicking off the festival on June 19th with our Jazz Crawl, which allows us to hire local musicians. So we'll have about 140 different musicians performing throughout the cultural district in a variety of venues, restaurants, galleries, bars, and different venues downtown. And then after the Jazz Crawl, we have a performance at the August Wilson Center with Rochelle Farrell, who's a jazz vocalist. After that concert, we have a concert in the street with a group from Washington that's based in Washington, D.C., Aaron Abernathy and the Nat Turner Band. And then we have our big jam session, and that's where all the musicians are getting together and kind of just, you know, hanging out and playing, and that will be at the Sonoma Grill. On Saturday the 20th and the 21st, we have our outdoor stages along Penn Avenue, 9th Street, and we have performances all day. The performances start at 2 o'clock. We have Bibel Gilberto, we have Craig Handy and Second Line Smith. They're going to be doing a big New Orleans kind of party. A young trumpeter named Etienne Charles and his Calypso, Jazz Calypso Review. And he is was recently awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship. So these are like super smart, super talented musicians.
That's great. Are these shows sound like they're free too? They're outside.
The majority of them are free. The performance that's at the August Wilson Center on Friday night, Rochelle Farrell, and then Saturday night with Ginger Baker. You remember Ginger Baker from Cream.
You know, I saw Ginger Baker listed there and
stopped you in your tracks,
sure,
right?
Yeah, sure did. I can remember playing Ginger Baker on the radio myself almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's got to be up there now.
Yeah.
And he's now playing jazz.
He started out playing jazz.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either, but he started out doing jazz and got into rock and blues with Cream, you know, Eric Clapton, Blind Faith. And then in the 70s left the UK and went to Africa and was recording and producing work with Fela.
Huh.
Through the 70s and lived there for a number of years. I think he even was doing farming there in addition to making music. So he has a really interesting story, and he has a documentary called Beware of Mr. Baker. And so I'm really excited that he's here, that he's going to be here, and I'm really a little anxious, a little nervous about meeting him. But that will be exciting. So those two shows that are in the August Wilson Center are ticketed shows, and you can go to the trustarts.org website to buy tickets for those.
Yeah, it's by the way, the website's been redesigned, and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's gorgeous. And then Sean Jones is coming back too, right?
Yes. Sean Jones and Roger Humphreys are collaborating. I commissioned Sean to rearrange or reimagine the album Song for My Father. By Horace Silver.
Oh, and Horace just passed within the last year and a half or so. How
last
nice.
Last June, right before our festival last year. And the last living musician on that album is Roger Humphreys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You just gave me a chill.
I just got one too. As I said it, yeah.
You know why? Right after Horace passed away. And, you know, today there's three artists that are seminal to us that passed away this past week. So I feel like we're talking a lot about late legendary artists.
Exactly.
But I played a version of Song for My Father, and then I was reading the notes on the side people, and when I saw that it was him, I just, you know, I'd forgotten that he was on that album.
Yeah, really important drummer, important album. I mean, any jazz student, any musician, you have to learn those songs on Song for My Father.
So Roger Humphreys and Sean Jones are going to reimagine the song.
And I've heard a little bit of it. and it's incredible. I mean, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant arrangements. I'm so excited. So that will be on Saturday, the Song for My Father Reimagined with Sean Jones and Roger Humphreys. We'll also have Joey DeFrancesco. We have Christian McBride Trio. Our lineup is just, it's really awesome. The Average White Band, which is one of my favorites. There's from Scotland. And young jazz guitarist named Camila Meza, and she's from Chile. We have a young African singer named Somi, who is really just kind of blowing up right now. One parent is from Rwanda, the other one's from Uganda, and she recorded her last CD in Nigeria, I believe, and she's getting really great reviews, and her name is Somi. On and on.
What a lovingly curated festival.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Jazz Live International Festival, and it gets underway this coming Friday night, June 19th, Saturday and Sunday. As you heard, lots of free events. A wonderful thing that our local musicians here in this region are going to be supported with great opportunities to play as well. And I hope we have so many folks listening beyond the city proper. Pittsburgh's a pretty welcoming place. So if you're up in Grove City or Clarion, consider coming in and enjoying the city during that time. And it's just something to be really proud of. This city has a remarkable jazz heritage, and no one is ever going to take that away from it.
Right.
And it continues to live just extend. How can folks get more information? It's easy to hear this on the radio, but you might want to go online or call to get details.
Yes, the website has all of the information. You can go to trustarts.org/jazzlivefest, or you can just type in pittsburghjazzlive.com. Either one will get you to our beautiful website with all of the information, the schedule, and everything. And there are a lot of events happening this coming week before the festival, leading up to it. We're collaborating with a lot of groups, a lot of partners. On Monday, there is a screening of a documentary that will air on WQED on Mary Lou Williams, and that there's a watch party. I think that it might be not sold out, but because it's free, but it's at Savoy Restaurant on Monday evening, and that will be, you can check that on the website. On Tuesday, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Manchester Craftsmen's Guild are presenting a Pittsburgh Jazz Celebration at Heinz Hall, and then the other things happening, jam sessions, and then the festival kicks off on the 19th.
Gosh, what a great thing. And yeah. You see me as soon as my eyes lit up, as soon as Janice said Mary Lou Williams.
Yeah.
So do look for the Pittsburgh International, the Jazz Live International Festival. Mm-hmm. How exciting. Broadcasting live, Janice Burley Wilson, by the way, from the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square and the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger and the aforementioned Janice Burley Wilson. This is Larry Berger. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. High today and tomorrow, 80 degrees, low tonight, 68. Sunset 8:51, a 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms today, 30% tonight, 50% tomorrow. Right now, 65 degrees in Grove City, 64 in Clarion, 63 in Indiana, 69 degrees in Washington and New Concord, Ohio. It's hard to read through the fog on the map. And 70 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square.
Long as you're looking good, you can win the admiration of the common population. You can be a star, long as you're looking good. You have made the main connection, you can take the next election. Don't care who you are, don't have to know a thing, just look like you're a sensation. Don't have to dance or sing to get that standing ovation. Long as you're looking good, let that be your main credential. You'll get treatment preferential. It's a rule that's still essentially ironclad. Remember, you can't look bad long as you're looking good. You're looking good. You can tell the world to shove it, show them crap and make them love it. You can run their life long as you're looking good. They'll believe you walk on water, even trust you with their daughter, sometimes with their wife. Just leave them mesmerized, give their eyes a picture to play with. You'd be so surprised how much you can get away with, long as you're looking good. You can show up late for dinner, play the saint or play the sinner, a blank, a crank, a rank beginner, or just a kid. Remember, you can't look bad long as you're looking, long as you're looking good.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Bob Doro and David Frischberg, Long As You're Looking Good. Before I let Janice Burley Wilson go, I wanted to make sure we got everything in about the Pittsburgh Jazz Live International Festival. And there's one more event you were going to mention, right?
Yes, we have a very special performance, actually. David Murray, saxophonist, Jerry Allen, pianist, and Terry Lynn Carrington, the drummer, are coming together to perform. And this will be only the second time that they perform together. The first time will be actually on Monday at the Blue Note, and they'll be leaving the Blue Note straight to the Pittsburgh Jazz Live International Festival to perform. And again, you know, it's right downtown on Penn Avenue. Bring your chairs, bring your sunscreen, because it's not going to rain. Or your umbrellas, just in case.
What a great festival. And if you're just joining us this half hour, the festival, you know, sort of begins with a bunch of events leading up to it this week ahead, and then shifts into full gear June 19th through the 21st. And the website, again, I'm sure you can just Google Pittsburgh Jazz Live International Festival, but or Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. But
right. PittsburghJazzLive.com is the easy one.
Yeah, that's
the,
very
the longer
easy.
One is trustarts.org/JazzLiveFest. So however you want to do it, you can find us.
Excellent. Well, Janice, thank you for being here. And here's hoping that Pittsburgh continues to get the jazz it deserves. For local folks playing the music, as well as for our heritage here. That's Janice Burley Wilson from the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust.